Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls a little early today. I missed, had a little problem with my computer yesterday. I left some folks on hold. I apologize for that, but we'll get to you real early today, so hang tight. 844-236-6010 if you're on hold, or if you want to give us a shout, we'll try to get to all our calls today, and we'll wind down my monologue early and get to your phone calls a little early as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products by going to our website. Websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by going to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, help change the world at the most basic level there is, which is the level of our good health and nutrition. You can also just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. It's an ideal business opportunity for the entrepreneurially minded. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number, and I'm going to get to your calls early, so we'll squeeze as many calls in as we can. Karen Strahan will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Karen Strahan is the anti-feminist, and she has got some really interesting things to say about gender and society. In fact, she considers herself to be a gender society analyst. She's a critic of feminism and an advocate for men's rights and has some really, really interesting things to say. Her YouTube channel is Girl Writes What? GIRLWRITESWHAT. And she is very fascinating and very against the mainstream, certainly against the mainstream woke culture that we're all living in today. Karen will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls real soon here. Next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, I want to just finish up talking about this marvelous, incredible, non-toxic, and medicinally valuable, therapeutically valuable molecule, citrus pectin. Modified citrus pectin, that is. Actually, all pectins have nutritional value. It doesn't have to be modified to have nutritional value. Pectin itself is a soluble fiber. It will slow down what's called gastric emptying time. That means it'll give your body more time to absorb nutrients from foods. One of the things that happens to our intestine as damage accrues, as poor living damage accrues, poor living related or poor eating related damage accrues to the intestine, we don't absorb our nutrients as well.
well. And you can see this by watery stools or diarrhea. If you have chronic watery stools, loose stools, diarrhea, that all can be indicative of damage to the intestinal lining. Damage to the intestinal lining can cause water to not be absorbed. Water passes through, and thus your watery stools. Pectin slows down gastric emptying time, and slowing down gastric emptying time will improve nutrient absorption. Pectin itself, not modified pectin, but pectin itself as a soluble fiber will improve your glucose tolerance. It's an ideal supplement for diabetics. Just straight pectin. I'm not talking about the modified form. Just straight pectin powder, which you can find readily on the internet, or which you'll get from fruits and vegetables, apples and citrus and grapes and strawberries. Can improve glucose tolerance. It can also have a binding effect on blood fats and cholesterol as well as toxins. Pectin supplementation has been shown to reduce cholesterol in the blood by up to 15%, increase the excretion of cholesterol, and pectin also, I'm talking just plain old pectin now, pectin also has an immune-stimulating activity, has immune-stimulating benefits, just plain old pectin. Pectin can protect against the toxic effects of a lot of chemicals that are found in foods, excitotoxins, and preservatives and such. And pectin supplementation, as I said, is completely 100% non-toxic. Then you get to the modified form of pectin. Modified citrus pectin is the most common because citrus pectin is so abundant and so cheap. By modifying it, and the modification process basically makes the molecule smaller, you can get internal benefits. The pectin, instead of like other soluble fibers just passing through your intestine, by modifying the pectin, it becomes smaller and it can actually enter into the bloodstream. And when it enters into the bloodstream, it can have all kinds of immune-boosting benefits. And modified citrus pectin has well-known benefits for helping folks deal with various inflammatory conditions, including cancer. In fact, modified citrus pectin, most of the research on modified citrus pectin is done as an anti-cancer supplement, but the benefits don't just stop there, and that's because of modified citrus pectin's ability to stabilize this inflammatory chemical, inflammatory marker called galectin, and specifically galectin-3. There are various forms of galectin. Galectin-3 is the form of galectin that's associated with inflammatory diseases and poor aging. And in fact, you can have your galectin levels, your galectin-3 levels measured to determine how fast you're aging or how much inflammation is going on inside your body. Modified citrus pectin is anti-galectin-3. There's lots of different modified citrus pectin brands out there. If you just Google it, you'll find a lot of brands. But the most famous brand, and the brand that has the most research associated with it, is something called Pectasol, P-E-C-T-A-S-O-L. If you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory condition, whether it's an inflammatory condition that affects autoimmunity, inflammatory condition that's affecting the eyes or the joints, whether it's an inflammatory condition that is causing cancer, Pectasol is a must-have. If you don't even know that you have a chronic disease, you just want to make sure that you age as elegantly and as smoothly as possible without having to deal with any health challenges, get yourself on Pectasol. It's relatively inexpensive. You can get a jar of it for about $50 or so. I would buy the powder, not the capsules. The capsules are a little easier to use, but the powder is probably more cost-effective. You can get Pectasol off the website Econugenics.com. That's Econugenics. You can also call 800-308-5518. Pectasol is also sold by various companies. The brand Pectasol is also sold by various companies that just put it in their products. But just Google it and you'll find it. It's really readily available, and I highly recommend that you use it. I've been using Pectasol now for almost a year, and you're not going to necessarily notice any benefits if you're healthy, but just by the literature and just by the mechanism of action, you can assume that you're going to improve your aging by using Pectasol. Certainly, if you're dealing with an inflammatory condition, I would recommend that you at least give it a shot. Modify, and it doesn't have to be Pectasol. That's just the brand that has the most research. It could be any modified citrus pectin. You'll get some benefits from plain old pectin, and you'll certainly get soluble fiber benefits from plain old pectin. But if you want to get the blood benefits, you need to have the pectin modified or the molecule shrunk so it can get into the bloodstream. And that's what the modified citrus pectin is all about. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Karen Strahan will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about anti-feminism. and the woke culture with Karen Strohan at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls immediately, immediately on our next segment, 844-236-6010.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Karen Strohan at the bottom of the hour. Karen is a critic of feminism and an advocate for men's rights. She's from Canada, and she's got some interesting things to say. Her YouTube channel is really cool. She's got some really fascinating things to say about the woke culture. She considers herself to be an anti-feminist. We'll talk to Karen Strahan at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls here. We'll get your calls right now, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Elaine, my friend Elaine in Alaska. Hey, Elaine, good morning.
Morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, and thank you for calling. I'm sorry I left you on hold yesterday. I had a little computer problem.
That's okay. I'm glad
you called because I want to talk about I didn't interrupt you, did I? Were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to thank you again for doing an interview on my new podcast.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. You called Thrive? Is that the name of the podcast?
The podcast, you can find it on Spotify right now, and it's called Thriving Within.
Thriving Within. All right, so tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us why you want to do a podcast, because it's a lot of work to do a podcast. I can tell you
how. What is it that motivated you?
You
know, it's a labor of love. You know, I just very briefly, I was incredibly sick in 2005 with lupus, and my rheumatologist wanted to put me on 7 hardcore medications that, as a physical therapist, I see the deleterious effects of certain medications, permanent lung damage, permanent heart damage, and I just knew in my heart of hearts and every fiber of my being, I didn't want to do that.
Mm.
So my biggest, you know, I'm a believer, and my biggest prayer was, you know, to ask God bring people and experiences and books or anything into my life that would help me get my health back. And this now 16-year journey, not only has he done that, but he like sprinkled some grace on it. So I just thank God for the health that I have, because if we don't have health, we don't have strength to share information with others. So really, it's just a testament to the Lord, and I'm so thankful for my health, and I want to share information pro bono. I'm not getting paid. I don't really care about that. I just think more than ever we need to get information out there because of, you know, you're very aware of the censorship that's going on.
It's terrible.
But I'm so hopeful because every week I have more and more patients waking up. About 4 out of 5 of my patients, they can have jabber's remorse. They're not getting this booster. They want to know more about natural health. So that's really the inspiration. And you've been a big part of that health journey. And I just thank God that you kind of fell into my path and my healing journey. So thank you again.
That's awesome. So tell me when the program is on. Do you do daily? Do you weekly, monthly, biweekly?
Yeah, I'm doing bimonthly.
Twice a month.
Twice a month, and I am just on Spotify right now, so hopefully we'll expand to other platforms as I learn how to do that. This is all just a learning journey.
How long have you been doing it?
I had started with the YouTube channel about 2 years ago, and that is Action Potential PT. And on there, I've got more exercises, more health tips. And then I kind of launched into radio because I had this secret love. I wanted to be a DJ when I was like sixth grade. So I kind of like the audio platform. It's a little bit easier to do. My daughter, she actually builds my YouTube channel, my website, and she's 16 and she's going to move out one day. So I have to know how to do this. So I have found, the podcasting a little bit more user-friendly. So if anyone is out there thinking, hey, can I do this? By all means, I'm not computer savvy, and I'm 98% independent making these podcasts. So if you have any desires or anything to share with the world, it's a great, great way to go.
And you're talking about Anchor.
Yeah, that's the app platform I found, Anchor. As the platform, and then Canva, C-A-N-V-A.
What is Canva?
Canva is, my daughter helped me find that. It's an app to help build, so each podcast has like a little, I think of like an album cover. You remember albums, LPs? So
we lost you there, Elaine. You cut out there. So tell us what Canva is real quick.
Yeah. Am I back on?
You're back on, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Canva is basically, I think of LPs or like records back in the 80s and 70s. It helps you make that cover for your podcast.
Okay,
and,
gotcha. It's like an art thing.
Free. Yeah, and it seems like Canva and Anchor are brothers and sisters. I don't know. It all just works so brilliantly. I can't believe it. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for motivating to do that. I appreciate it. I want to get one more call in, but okay. Just real quickly, what's the one thing you want people to know about their health? As a PT person, as a healthcare professional yourself.
Yeah. The one thing I really encourage my patients to do is to ask questions. I encourage them to ask me questions. You know, don't just necessarily take things at face value. So be a critical thinker in
the
clinic.
Love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hey,
and thank you for what you're doing, Elaine.
You.
Have a great day.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Take
okay, time. Bye-bye. All right. That was Elaine. Her podcast is, I forgot the name of it, Thriving. Elaine, shoot me a text and let me know what the name of the podcast is. It's on Spotify. Dorian, what's going on, man? Got about a minute here, buddy.
Hi, Ben. I was curious as to how to extract the omega-3s and omega-6s from, say, cocoa beans or cocoa sticks that grow off the plant. And if it has pectins as well.
Oh, it definitely has pectins in there. I don't think there's a whole lot of omega. There's probably some omega-6 in there. There might even be some omega-3s. There's probably some omega-6s and omega-3s, but not significant. Definitely pectin. You want to soften the beans. That's the key. Steam them, maybe, or steep them in liquid, like you're making a tea. That's the most important part. Beans contain anti-nutrients in them, and the beans have to be broken down. And by the way, cocoa beans do not taste very good, but they're highly medicinal and highly therapeutic. You know, there's actually CBD. There's actually cannabinoids in cocoa beans. So you're not going to get necessarily high from them, but you may get some pain relief. There's lots of wonderful medicinal compounds in cocoa beans. Funny you should say, I was watching something on TV yesterday. I forgot what show it was, but they were showing how they actually make chocolate in Mexico. They soften the beans first, and then they crush them up, and then they kind of macerate them and put them in rollers to make their own homemade chocolate. Cocoa beans do not taste good. They're very, very bitter. It's nothing that you would be eating for taste, but they are highly medicinal. Aztecs used to use cocoa beans and cocoa drinks. They put some spices and some cinnamon in there and then go off to war. They would get high on their cocoa beans. In fact, there's the active ingredient in cocoa beans is called theobromide, and theobromide is related to something called theophylline, which is actually used as an asthma medication. Wonderful medicinal compounds in cocoa beans, including some psychogenic compounds, but they definitely do not taste good. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it, Dorian.
Thanks.
Have a great day, buddy. All right, that is it for this segment. Karen Strawhan, the anti-feminist, will be coming up next on The Bright Side. We'll talk a little bit about the woke culture and men's rights with the anti-feminist, Karen Strawhan. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama, economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As we continue our exclusive coverage of China and the actions in the disputed South China Sea, Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China Pact, gives us his report.
This did not stop nations from banding together the summer of 2021 to enforce the UN and Hague ruling. This included military joint exercises by the Quad, U.S., Australia, India, and Japan, traversing the South China Sea freely. The Quad flotilla included HMS carrier Queen Elizabeth. In addition, in August, military vessels from Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, and India moved freely through the South China Sea. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have been adamant in enforcing the UN and 2016 Hague ruling. In August 2021, even Germany sent a frigate to sail the South China Sea in a sign of unity. July 2021, the Philippines accused China of dumping human waste in the South China Sea, verified by satellite photos. China is increasing their pressure campaign and making it very uncomfortable abusing their neighbors to gain control over the South China Sea. It is a flashpoint with strategic, military, and economic significance. China is trying to cut off the U.S. from Asia. If China succeeds, one can see China charging vessels to traverse or demanding use of their vessels in the South China Sea. Countries including the Quad and New Zealand have so far bound together in a show of force against China, and they must keep their resolve now and over the long term. A negotiated new code of conduct with China would simply water down the current mechanisms in force.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Excuse me, back on the bright side. I'm Farm Spen, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. We've got 11, going on 12 years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health stuff. And we also have the longevity products up at brightsideben.com. And to join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, you'll find the longevity products and the join the team link also at criticalhealthnews.com. Where we have our videos and interviews and news stories and blog posts. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com. You can purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by calling 866-735-2470. Also, if you want to speak to a real-life human being, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all available at truthtreatments.com. We've got Black Friday specials up, as well as specials running through the month of November and December. truthtreatments.com. All our Truth Skin Health products were formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including prevention of post-surgical scarring, for healing burns and cuts and scrapes and eczema and acne and psoriasis, just for treating dry skin and aging skin as well. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, and Truth Skin Health products work, and they work to heal the skin first and then beautify second, because at the end of the day, folks, healing equals beauty, and that's why we have thousands, 2,000 plus, 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest, the anti-feminist, she calls herself. Karen Strahan is a gender and society analyst. She's a critic of feminism and an advocate for men's rights based in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. She's got a YouTube channel, Girl Writes What? That's GIRLWRITESWHAT, Girl Writes What? And she has got some really interesting things to say about woke culture and feminism. Her website is avoiceformen.com. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Karen Strahan. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how are you doing? Thank you for having me again.
Yes, good morning to you, and thank you for being on the Bright Side. And, man, do you have some interesting things to say about feminism, and as a woman especially, about feminism and men's rights. So, first of all, what inspired you to take this kind of countercultural position about the woke culture that we all live in today?
Well, I actually wrote about it, a chapter in an anthology called, I believe it was Feminism's Daughters, that was published in Canada here. It was basically, you know, I never bought into the feminist narrative. I looked at my parents. I looked at the people around me in my neighborhood, you know, all through my childhood and growing up. I was a tomboy, and my parents let me indulge my tomboy-ish ways and all of that. And so, I mean, I never felt like I was boxed in as a female. And, you know, it was expected that I would matriculate and go into a profession. I totally threw that away because I hated school, but it was expected, you know, my entire family expected, you know, you're very smart. You could be a doctor, you could be a lawyer, you could be, you know, an engineer, you could be whatever you want. You can write your own ticket. And I just did not like being told what to do all the time, and I was a very independent. My nickname that my mom gave me when I was 4 was Philadelphia Lawyer. So, yeah, but, you know, I was always on sort of the contrarian side, always liked to play devil's advocate, always liked to argue, convince somebody that maybe up isn't up, maybe it's actually down.
You got it.
And
I can relate.
Yeah.
There's some
of
us that are contrarians. You're a contrarian.
Yeah.
An
unreasonable person, right? History is changed by unreasonable people.
That's right. That's right.
Who put their foot down. And, you know, I was busy. I was, you know, working. I was raising a family. I was being a wife and mother. I was, you know, we were, when I was married and raising children, we were, you would basically say at or under the poverty line for most of that time, most of those 15, 20 years. And so I really didn't have any time to look into it. And then I went, you know, I decided to divorce. And I realized during that process that I could have absolutely obliterated my husband.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't fair. You know,
wow,
like I'd always kind of seen feminism and the whole narrative as this kind of swarm of gnats outside my screen window, and never bothered to look because I never had time to look and see what's attracting all these gnats. Like, what's was toxic here. You know, I just knew that there was a problem. But I didn't have, you know, I didn't have the internet. I didn't have, you know, all of those things that would, you know, maybe give me a handle on what the problem was and maybe develop a platform to discuss the problem. And then when I went through the divorce, it was eye-opening, for one thing. I was not allowed by the judge to be as fair as I wanted to with my ex.
Male judge, well, I take it. Male judge, right?
There was a female judge who oversaw our case conferences. So this is, you know, you go in, you talk to a judge. It's all just sort of part of mediation. And the judge basically tells you, here's how it's going to go if this goes to court.
So it's right? Very interesting that you said it's
and
a female.
And that was a female judge. And
yeah.
Then a male judge had to sign off on the agreement that we reached in a settlement because we did not want to go to court because we had no money. What are you going to do?
It's interesting that you say a female judge because you have this notion, you have this motto that women are adults. And there is this kind of infantilizing of women that underlies this whole idea of feminism. Like women aren't, they need help, they need support. So talk a little bit about how feminism can be kind of anti-feminism in a way, or anti-woman in a way. It treats women, doesn't treat women like adults.
Well, it basically says your decisions don't have any effect on your own life or anybody else, right? And so, and also there's this message that it gives that, you know, you're basically a leaf floating on a current. You don't have any power to change your direction because you're a leaf floating on a current.
Mm.
And the entire world wants to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't be a happy message to take out into the world. There was this an article, a blog post by a website called interviewing.io, and it's basically what they do is they take people who write code and they run them through those kind of whiteboard interviews where they sit with an interviewer for a job and write code in real time. And they found that women were actually given favorable treatment, but they were dropping out at more than twice the rate that men were from the program. And it's because they're discouraged by this idea that, oh, I'm being held back by something I can't change. The fact
Hang
that
on to
woman.
That thought, Karen. We've got to take a commercial break. Karen Strawn is with us
it
more
may
on
feel
the bright
like
side.
Age is just a number. But the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Karen Strahan, gender and society analyst. And she's got some interesting things to say about the woke culture and feminism. Karen is an anti-feminist. Karen, before we went to break, you were talking about this kind of counterintuitive idea that feminism is actually kind of anti-woman in a way. Can you finish that thought up, and then I want to talk about this this idea about single men not caring about sex anymore.
Oh, well, you know, sure, if you're a woman and you believe all of the narrative, right, you believe you're going out into a hostile world every day, right, when the exact opposite is usually the case, right? You're going into a kinder, gentler world than most men do. You know, when the feminists say, globally, one in three women will be physically or sexually assaulted in their lifetimes, right? I'm thinking, you know, if we're talking physical and sexual assault put together, for the number for men is one in one, right?
That's,
you know,
right.
But
yeah.
But we as women are supposed to consider ourselves victims of some kind of, you know, uniquely hostile treatment by society. And no, that's just not the case. We serve lesser sentences for the same crimes under the same circumstances than men do. The gender gap in criminal sentencing and conviction rates and, like, from arrest to sentencing, the gender gap is six times wider than the gap between blacks and whites in America. That's a very, very good paper written by a criminologist called Sonia Starr, right? So, I mean, we really get a good deal out of society. We have better access to housing and health care and social programs and, you know, food stamps and all of those things. 90% of the unsheltered homeless are men, because we have safety nets that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you look at it and it's like, no, we're not treated unfairly. But when you tell people that they're being treated unfairly by a world that's hostile to them, they go out into that world and they don't achieve.
Mm. That's very fascinating. So it kind of reminds me of this, the story of the caterpillar, like, not story, but how if you help a caterpillar or help a butterfly get out of the cocoon, it doesn't survive. In other words, it has to struggle against the cocoon in order to get strong wings. And we're depriving women of having strong wings in a way.
Yeah, no, and I think if you actually went back to my grandmother's day, I mean, she was born in 1909 into rural poverty in northern Alberta. You know, she was a career woman. She left home with a grade 3 education, went, became a manager at a department store, then became postmistress of her town and ran the general store there. Wow. Right? I mean, she achieved a lot of things. In a time when the feminists tell us women weren't allowed to work outside the home.
Right. That's fascinating. Now, you have this interesting take on sex as well. So let's talk a little bit about sex. Single men just don't care about sex anymore, according to a study and according to an article that was published in the New York Post. And another study says 81% of single men said sex is less important than it was for them in pre-pandemic times. How does that fit into this story that you're telling about feminism?
Well, I think basically men have had a year and a half or 2 years to realize that they can survive without sex, and that porn is a pretty good bargain, right? You know, in terms of the cost-benefit analysis, it's not great, but it's not bad. And when you look at women these days, you know, and here's one of the things that I found very interesting several years ago. I found out that if you ask 18-year-olds, are you hoping to get married one day, the majority of males say yes, and the majority of females say no. This is years ago, right? And then as you ask them at older ages, the majorities flip. Right? And so as you approach 30, right, the majority of women say, yes, I hope to get married one day. And the majority of men are like, no, not interested. Right?
What is that accounts for that?
I think maybe men have garnered some experience with modern women. I think modern women are very demanding, very high maintenance, very entitled. And have this victim posture where they can't have a reasonable relationship with a man that is a full partnership where both parties put in the same amount of effort, both parties put in the same amount of value. I don't think that that's what women want. They've been told not to want that. And, you know, you literally have this situation where men under 30 are having one quarter of men are having no sex. 50% the majority of men under 30 are having hardly any.
Voluntarily? Like they voluntarily don't want sex or just not available?
No, it's just not available to them. And then all of a sudden the numbers flip when you hit 30 years of age. All of a sudden the women lower their standards, they lower their demands, and these men who have been deprived for the last decade are like, well, you know, not interested anymore. Right? If you'd come to me 5 years ago and said, I want a relationship, I'd have said yes, but you know, you were interested and have only the top 20% of men back then, and now you've hit the wall, and you're probably going to want to have a kid in the next 6 months because, you know, your clock is ticking, right? Your fertility clock is ticking. And I'm just not that interested in jumping into fatherhood with a woman I've just met. Right? So, I mean, like, we've completely obliterated these biological concerns, these, you know, the fact that women have their healthiest babies in their early to mid-20s, right? And after that, their fertility decreases and the health of their children, the outcomes of their pregnancies, they all are on the decline, right? We've thrown that out the window. We've said, go get your career, go get your degrees, go get your credentials, price yourself out of the relationship market, because we've literally handicapped men and basically told them, well, if you go and succeed more than a woman, then you've basically deprived her of the success she more rightly deserves, right? That's what we've done to men. And so these women are looking around in their prime at men who they don't feel are worthy of them. And then when they run out the end of their clock and they're like, I better have some babies or I'm going to lose my shot, right? And my ovaries are going to end up in an elephant's graveyard of ovaries, right? Along with all the rest of the women who bought into this, right? The men are like, yeah, no, you had your chance.
Sounds to me, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds to me like you're looking to eliminate the kind of differences that we artificially apply to genders and make it more about people than it is about, make relationships more about people, two people than it is about two genders, two different genders. Is that right?
No, no. I think that both genders bring something unique to the table. I think that, basically, if you were to leave people alone, not propagandize them, not coerce them, if there was no affirmative action for women in school and in scholarships and all of that stuff, right, and you just left them to their own devices, right, to do what they want to do, I think that 80% of them would, or more, would settle into a pairing, a male-female pairing where the female does the mostly traditional female role and the male does the mostly traditional male role. But we're not leaving people alone. We are artificially rigging the game, right? That's what we're doing from the top down. It's not sustainable. The tax base, our entire net cumulative tax base is in terms of income tax, is men age 40 to 79. That's it. Those are the only people who actually pay more into the tax system than they take out.
What do your friends say? What do your female friends say about your perspective? We're out of time here. Just real quickly, if you could just tell me, what's been the response?
Some of them are a little offended. Most of them are very grateful because most of them have men in their lives that they care about.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your countercultural perspective. It's really fascinating. Karen Straughan, Straughan. Her YouTube channel is Girl Writes What? Girl Writes What? And then her website is owningyoursht.blogspot.com. Thanks so much, Karen. Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it. And thanks for being on The Bright Side. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ben.
That was Karen Straughan. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.